Inside the Hollywood Hamper for Gina J's Dirty Laundry on 96.5 TIC. Today's best variety.
Hello, Mike the Shark.
Gina J, welcome back. It is 2019, our first gossip report of the year. What's going down?
Oh, there's another one coming. Talking about...
yes, there is. Another Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian and Kanye West expecting their fourth child.
Yeah, another baby boy, yep. Another surrogate involved. We're not sure if it was the same one as their last daughter, but right. We're not sure about that, but they are having another baby.
Baby's expected to arrive in May. Kobe Bryant and his wife are also expecting a baby.
Yeah, baby girl number four for them. They have three daughters, 15, 12, and 2, so they're adding on to their family.
I just remember that big ring she got when he cheated.
Oh, yeah. Right. They're still together. It's pretty amazing.
I know. Gordon Ramsay also expecting a baby, too.
Gordon Ramsay, really?
Yeah.
We have somebody else.
Yes, Watch What Happens Live's Andy Cohen.
Yeah, he announced it on New Year's Eve, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
On CNN?
Yeah, with Anderson Cooper. And did you see he also threw a fit because they told him he couldn't use his umbrella anymore?
Okay, maybe for security reasons.
That's what they were saying. So Andy, he threw a big fit, they were
saying. Yeah, because I noticed Ryan didn't have one.
Right.
Jenny McCarthy didn't have one. So,
yes.
Yeah, okay, I see what you're saying now.
Let's see, what else happened New Year's Eve? Tiffany Haddish was big news about her comedy show.
Yeah, her show sort of bombed. Her Miami show bombed. So
yeah.
Half the audience left halfway through, and she ended up taking drinks down with the other half of the audience that remained.
It was confirmed this morning that Carrie Ann Inaba is taking over for Julie Chen on The Talk. Yes.
Yeah, and it looks like Les ain't getting that $120 million payout either.
I saw that when I was away on vacation. I was like, ha-ha.
Sorry, Les.
Yeah. WWE. Did you see this? The most famous announcer they had, Mean Gene Okerlund, passed away.
Yeah, very sad. 76 years old. He was actually a DJ out of Nebraska.
I saw that, yeah.
Joined wrestling in like 1970, hooked on with the WWE in the early 80s, and he had the voice of God. He had just a great voice. Very sad.
That wasn't the only celebrity death. Three people died today, all at the age of 76. Curb Your Enthusiasm's Bob Einstein passed away, and also, the latest Captain and Tennille's Daryl Dragon also passed away today at the age of 76. Ooh, a celebrity's kid is in the news today. Presley Gerber, the son of Cindy Crawford and Randy Gerber.
Yeah, he was tooling around Beverly Hills around 4 in the morning, gets pulled over in his Tesla. He's only 19 years old, so, you know, if they smell alcohol in your breath, you're already in trouble. He failed a field sobriety test, so he's in a little bit of hot water right now. He's also a model, too.
Was he drinking Casamigos tequila? Because that's his daddy owns that with George Clooney.
I'm sure there's quite a bit of it in the house.
I know. Oh, so this photo and video that's going around of a 60-year-old who performed at a gay bar in New York City on New Year's Eve, the Stonewall Inn, which I guess is very famous in New York
City. Wait a minute. Are you talking Madonna?
I am.
Oh, is that whose butt that is?
Yes. They're saying she got butt implants. If you watch the video and see the photos.
I had no idea. I knew she performed there New Year's Eve or New Year's Day or whatever it was at that point. But so that's the picture you sent me.
It is. And everyone's saying those are butt injections or implants. Oh, and finally, don't forget tonight, that show is on. I keep seeing the previews for it. The Masked Singer, hosted by Nick Cannon. It's on Fox tonight, 9 o'clock. Got to see what this is about. For more celebrity gossip, check out our website at 96.5TIC.com.